Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Abracadabra show, create what you speak. Hi, I'm Ilan Azulay, and this is the third Sunday we're here. And wow, a lot of things happened this week, and I want to share that with you and to hear your thoughts, your opinions about how do you create your reality. And so let me start a couple of things here. First of all, the telephone number to call in with questions, comments, discussions, whatever it comes up. 818-602-4929. 818-602-4929. There you go. So I'm Ilan, and I'm a spiritual mentor and a coach for women and couples who desire to reconnect to their own power and creativity. When I say power, I don't mean power over somebody. That is something we'll talk, but it is your inner power. Your inner power and creativity, where everything flows, where everything comes to life. And when you realize that you are in alignment with your desires and with your calling, and what to create and how to create. And we'll go over some tools that will help you later on to apply every day. But I want to start with a daily prayer that I start every time. And this prayer is by Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi. He founded the Chabad movement and wrote the Tanya as the main book of the Chabad Hasidim, the devouts. That book is basically reviews the human psyche and analyzes the processes that will lead to the belief of creation of God and this integral process of creation, while it provides tools to overcome the difficulties of daily existences. הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment of love thy fellow man the same way I express love to myself. So I want just to focus on that. If you have a different perception on that, please don't call. No, I'm just kidding. Call. And then we can talk about this. But when we talk about this, where is the focus? You know, we've been told and we've been taught that the focus is on the other. As you love yourself, love the friend. And the focus is on the other. And this is where I have some issues with the English language, just because it is not as descriptive and accurate to translate and to communicate the exact vibration of what that means. So in Hebrew, it means, let's put it this way, the focus is not necessarily first on the other. The focus, first of all, is on me, on yourself first. So expressing love to yourself comes from the lack of abolition of judgment, the acceptance of who you are at any given moment, where you are, how do you talk to yourself? Do you judge yourself? And this is not, I'm not coming from a place of, you're judging yourself. And I know we all are human and we all have this body that is filled with earthly emotions and desires that we many times get triggered by and fall into. And so the first focus is on ourselves. When I'm in a place of harmony, where everything comes into harmony, where everything is flowing, when I am in a place of acceptance of the journey that I'm on, when I feel this feeling of home within myself, comfortable in my skin, looking in the mirror and saying, yes, I see you. When there is no judgment, when there is no expectations that exceed the place that I'm at, then I can express a similar love to the other person. So it is not the loving the person, but is expressing the love that I have to myself onto the person in front of me, onto the community, and then I can express it also to the world. And so it is the connection, it is the harmony. So when I am in this place, I can love the person in front of me without judgment, because I don't have judgment to myself. I talked about this last week, I think. There was this Japanese author, researcher, entrepreneur, Masaru Emoto, who said that human consciousness has an effect on the molecular structure of water. And he did this experiment with water particles, where he put two groups of water in different sections of a room, and to one group he expressed only words of love, appreciation, adoration, played classical music. Classical music has a very is very built in beautiful harmonies, and to the other group of water, he just expressed words of negativity, like hatred words, discouragement words, and plays the hard metal, heavy metal music. And the interesting thing that happened, that the first group of water particles shaped into beautifully geometrical shapes, while the other group just became a brown splat, just nothing. So if we are more than 80% water, and we talk to ourselves the way that we are, in most cases, brought up to believe, then how do we affect our existence? How do we affect that which is contradicting to where do we want to be? And we all want to be happy. We all want to be in a happy place. We all want to be in this place where we can create, where we can live in joy. In joy. So, you know, the interesting is in Hebrew, in Hebrew, there is, the sages talk about being in happiness when you are worshiping or adoring the creation. Well, I mean, think about this. How can you command somebody to be happy emotionally? And if you say, okay, well, do this, that is the physical. But how can you command somebody to feel happy? I mean, it's almost contradicting. I mean, this has to do with emotions, and that has to do with actions or certain exterior actions. Well, in Hebrew, besimcha, when it says pray or ask for the things that you want or acknowledge the creation or God, besimcha, in happiness. Those same letters, besimcha, five letters, when you change them around, for those who love these word plays and really understand and really are digging this ancient wisdom, ancient Kabbalistic wisdom, if you change the word, it means machshava. It means thought. So besimcha is a conscious choice of your thought. How do we think? So the thought is bringing this change of perception. Change of perception of how do we get up in the morning? What do we say? How do we look at everything that is around us? So, perception that brings to the entire thing that everything is perception. And it ties into everything, into relationships especially. William Glasser, who came up with the reality therapy. And so in the work that I do, when I do with people and in healing, I use different modalities. I use sound, I use music, I use spoken words. And so the reality therapy talks about what is here and what is existing here without diving into what brought you to this place, but is actually almost like a solution focus. It's taking what is here and manifesting it and manifesting your actions into actions that are going to contribute to your flourishness. Right, so let's see. Why did I bring him up? I had a reason why I brought him up. Okay, so, and this ties into our relationships. He says, all long-term psychological problems are relationship problems. All long-term psychological problems are relationship problems. If this hits a chord within you, let me know. Give a call here. It's 818-602-4929. So it goes and it ties everything to the prayer in the morning. How do I look at myself? Where am I? Not the egoic self. It's not about the me, but it's about me in order to be of service to others. So where am I in this whole construction, in this whole complex existence? So we have the opportunity to choose what we want for this day. And how does choice influence what we do? How does choice, when we make a choice, when we get up in the morning, I know for myself, I mean, this has been, in the past, has been a long journey to come to the place of recognition of how is my choice affecting the outcome. So, because most of our thoughts are subconscious, we can practice how to react or / respond to what is happening, right? So there are three tools that this is a Kabbalistic wisdom that I also use in coaching. The three tools that during struggle, negativity, depression, when we feel that, I mean, there is no sometimes a way to control that. And sometimes the question asked, well, do we want to control what is happening? Because if we control everything, then are we really open to something new, new possibilities, something that we are unfamiliar with? And what are the possibilities that can happen when we are opening to something that is new? So there are three tools that during struggle, negativity, feeling, experiencing doubt, that we can look at. So the first one is to focus on the abundance that exists first in your life. Focus on the abundance that exists now, in the here and now. Doesn't matter everything else, just here and now. What do you have? I'll open that a little bit. And then the second one is look at the possible good that may come out from the current situation. And it may appear to look bad or negative. Rabbi Schneerson said, the latest rabbi of the Chabad, he said, there is good and there is the opposite of good. Because also in the opposite of good, there is goodness. But he tried not to use the words like bad because that is also a vibration. That is also a vibration of what am I inviting inside. All right. So look at the possible good that may come out from the current situation and that appears to look negative. And the third one is understanding that all the material world, with everything that is in it, is an illusion. Illusion. Everything is an illusion. It's hard to comprehend it first and then to accept that. It goes to the perception to understand it and then to accept that. So the first point, focus on the abundance that exists in your life. So make a list of all that you need to exist as a human. All that you need to exist and have. Do this knowing that others may not have that already. It is not a given. So for example, food, house, where to sleep. You have teeth that you can chew your food on. You have hands that you could do many things with. You have feet where you can walk, you can run, you can ride your bike. You can use your feet and hands to swim, so you experience all these things. And then, on the second column, write what is missing now that you think, what is missing that causes you any kind of sadness? And it's best to do this in the morning. If you get up in the morning and you find yourself in this place of blah, in the space of that feeling that brings you down, then that doesn't allow you to smile, to actually do the action of smiling and saying, oh, thank you. Thank you for what I have. Thank you for what I have so I can give. Make a list of these things. Now go and put a check mark for all the things that you have. Everything that you have. I'm not just talking about limbs or arms or teeth or... Also, if you have a car, whatever. Anything that is conducive to your existence. And then make a list of what is missing. What do you think is missing that causes you now to be sad or to be in that place that you are? And now look at the amount of check marks that you have and the amount of check marks that you don't have. Most of the time, if you are objective, without any attachment to the emotions, to this feeling of just looking at it on paper. That's why it's important to put it on paper, because paper doesn't have emotions. So you just look at it and you compare, and you see most of the times you have maybe 70, 80, even 90%. You already have what you need. So for 10%, is it really worth it to jeopardize and take you to a rabbit hole where you may not find your way out? So if you know that you are doing everything that you are doing towards where you want to be, and understand that the universe will open its world to you, because everybody here is placed on this earth, in this dimension, for abundance. This is all consciousness levels. So if you know that, and you do what you need to do, you do the action towards something that cultivates your goal, then you're already in a wonderful place. You're already in a wonderful place that brings you joy of who you are and where you're heading to. So the second point, we're looking at that ties into the second point, where look at the possible good that may come out from the current situation that may not look positive. There is a very famous sentence in Judaism. It says, Na'aseh v'nishma. We'll do and we'll listen. It's not necessarily of the the idiomatic sense of, oh, I'm going to do, I'm not going to ask questions. Well, in a sense it is, but it's the understanding of it, because sometimes we do things now that we really don't understand where it's going to lead to. Look at a situation that you may have had in the past. Look at a relationship. A relationship that ended, and there were many things in this relationship that transpired, and it looked not good, and it caused pain, and it caused suffering. But you really don't know at that time, you didn't know at that time where this is going to lead. Only after the journey can we connect the dots. So you may look at a situation that you had, whether it is a relationship with a partner, a personal relationship, or whether it is a work relationship, just anything that happened. Most of the things are relationship, have to do with one another. So anything that happened, and then look at the outcome a while later. And you can kind of say, oh, yes, I can see where that actually was good. Why you say that now? Because you're not immersed in this physical presence, losing yourself and giving yourself in to the bodily emotions, to the bodily needs. Now, I'm not here to say be holy and let go of everything and don't pay attention to your body. And no, not at all. It is actually the contrary. You pay attention. We pay attention to where we are. We pay attention to our body. We pay attention to our desires. We pay attention to everything that we have. This is why it was created. God didn't put us here on earth to avoid all this. On the contrary, to use that and to manifest what we want and what we desire in conjunction and in accord with the universe. So we can bring the spirituality, so we can bring our consciousness level to a place where we can elevate this materialistic existence. So look at the possible good that in every situation is happening for you and not to you. Everything happens for us and not to us. The creation wants abundance for us, wants abundance for you. There is so much that one can do, and if you do the action that leads towards your goal, you've done what you did, what you could, you know you gave 150% of yourself, of all the gifts that you have, of everything, and you're allowing the universe to bring the abundance back to you. It's a cycle. So let's say you've done a job that really was there because it was available, and it really didn't fit ultimately to really where you want to be. I know for many years I've been a computer consultant. I got to computers through music, but that was because I allowed myself to be carried away with all the creativity and what is available, so I got distracted. But nevertheless, over the years, I realized computing, I don't want to do that for the sake of just doing it, unless it was conducive to something greater. And that started about 8-10 years ago. And so while I was doing that, while I was working in computing and having a computing clients, I would find slowly come to this place of realizing of all the points that I was talking about, of realizing where I'm at and going through all these places that appeared not to be conducive to my growth, and slowly would start doing sound healing sessions, and slowly would start taking courses in coaching and diving deeper into Kabbalah and bringing these gifts of healing first to myself and then to the others, to the community around me, to the people around me, and hopefully and onto to the world. And so wherever you are is preparing you for the next step. So if you are where you are and you're not happy with what you're doing, look at that as this is leading you to the place of abundance. When you know that, then slowly you start taking actions towards what you want to do. So the third thing, just understanding that all the material world, with everything that is in it, is an illusion. So, what do I mean by that? Many times sadness comes from losing materialistic things. Money, debt, loans, an accident that caused you to lose a car or something like that. And when you come to this place of understanding that all physical particle, every physical particle in this world is created from a microscopic particle, atoms, that each has a nucleus and has electrons that are spinning around it. Then you start understanding what everything is created from. Think about a fan, a regular fan. When you turn it on, it spins fast. Looks like it's a plate. Looks like there is an illusion that this is a plate. Of course, if you stick your hand in the middle of a spinning fan, it's going to hurt. Because the movement of all these electrons are going to create what appears to be a physical matter, and the physical existence is being affected by that. Well, what happens if everything stops? Scientists don't, not that I could find, scientists don't know what will happen. Or they don't know what is actually causing this to spin. It just spins. So everything spins. When this stops, can you think about that? What if everything that is moving stops? Everything disappears. Everything goes away. So when you understand these three things, starting to understand these three things, focusing on the abundance that exists in your life, look at the possible good that can come out of every current situation that may appear negative, also positive. But when it's positive, we don't stop to think about it, right? When it's negative, it's like, why this is happening to me? And the third thing, that all physical matter is really an illusion. I like to give this example of a Monopoly game. You know, in a Monopoly game, it's like there is really no time to this game. It doesn't end really, and you're so focused in it. You're so focused on acquiring this building and this street and this lot. And if you're playing with family members, you don't mind if your family member goes bankrupt. You just want to rip them of all the money that they have and get all that they have and everything. Not realizing that at the end of the game, we all go back to the same box we came from. Whether you have 20 buildings or whether you had nothing. Well, this is how it is here. How many times do you focus, put your attention and your health into something that is materialistic? Just that, just to acquire more and more and more of something that is an illusion. At the end of the day, we all go back to the same spiritual tribe we came from, and we come back and play the game again. So yeah, so we're here to experience. We're here to experience. We're here to manifest the spirituality in the materialistic, so we can bring the abundance to ourselves and to the world. And so this brings also to how does sound ties into this. Sound is, we are created from sound. We are created from vibrations, from sound, from frequencies. So sound is the physical existence, or this realm tool to hone in our energies, to hone in our energies, to align our vortex energy points, so we can, with spoken words or with music or different ancient wisdoms, connect to a higher place, connect to a place where we can really understand where we come from. So I brought here a couple of things. I brought here a couple of sound bowls, and that ties into a specific chakra. And a chakra is basically a vortex of energy, that we have different energy points in our body. So we have the main seven ones, that we have our root, our sacral, our solar plexus, our heart, our throat, our third eye, and the crown. Dating it back even to Kabbalistic wisdom, those are the seven sfiot, seven energy points that have to do with our physical existence. But that's maybe to a different time. So I brought here a couple of sound bowls, and we'll play that in a little while. One of them is the sacral. Is the sacral chakra, is the second chakra. And the second chakra has to do with your creativity, with your sexuality, with your vitality, with your inner power. And this chakra goes out of alignment specifically when we experience others, external force, that is trying to control us. Take it back to childhood, right? Most of the things come from there. So all long-term psychological issues come from relationship issues. So sound is the really ultimate medicine for the spirit and the body. So it heals on a cellular level. Sound has been recently proven, something that was known for thousands of years, but it recently proven in science that it works with cancer patients, Alzheimer, almost any other disease, and also on the emotional level. Why emotional level? Because most of the diseases that we have, I'm not talking about infectious diseases, but things that our body is experiencing, either even cancer, are really a reflection of what is going inside and patterns that we have experienced throughout our life, throughout our childhood, patterns that we are continuing to inhabit. And so the sacral chakra has to do with, the sacral chakra disalignment has to do with external force, somebody else that is trying to control us. And in turn, what we're doing, especially as children, if you're being trying to control or sexually abused, we internalize that, and we try to control ourselves. And so the society where we're in teaches us not to be ourselves, to act how people want us to act, to be how people expect us to be. We're born into stories, into your parents' stories, into our parents' stories, into the neighborhood that we grew up in, that tells us how to be. Don't be you. Be so it'll be comfortable for the other person. This is good. It's all good to be respectful of the other person, but not at your expense. So when you are respectful of yourself and loving of yourself, then the respect and loving to the other comes naturally and in a healed way. So the sacral chakra also is tied to the orange color. Keep in mind, it's not necessarily orange as orange, but orange in Kabbalah is a representation of energetic. Sometimes I get with my with my tongue here. Energetic force that is represented by color. And so with sound, with this particular Tibetan bowl, it has a certain frequency. We can work towards aligning your energy, aligning your sacral chakra and other chakras as well. And we'll come to this right after this song.
מנגינה שמתחילה, מנגינה שמתחילה, במי במול אבל רוצה לגדול ללה במול, פמינור מחפשת למוצא, והנה היא עולה עולה. לא ידעתי שתברח, לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך, לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח. Oh, ידעתי שאותי תשכח תתחצף ותענה הנה 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 עוד שנה שמתחילה עוד שנה שמתחילה היום נשום היום זוכלת ומחר פתאום תגיד שלום כמו חלום ממהרת לדרכה והנה היא עולה עולה לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח תתרצב ותענה שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח תתחצב ותענה הנה 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 אהבה שמכילה אהבה שמבטיחה להיות קרובה שמבטיחה להיות טובה טובה יפה יפה הצופה עוד קטנה בשביל גדולה אני מגיעולה עולה לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח תתחצב ותענה הנה הנה לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך שאותי תשכח תתחצף ותענה הנה 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 זאת הייתה המנגינה שלי מנגינה שאהבה אותי שנה אבל פתאום הייתה שונה נסה אינה והיא אינה והיא אינה והיא אינה לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק שאותי תשכח תתחצף ותענה הנה הנה לא ידעתי שתברח לא ידעתי שתעוף רחוק כל כך לא ידעתי שאותי תשכח תתחצף ותענה הנה 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 לא לא לא
This is Mati Kaspi. Mati Kaspi is an Israeli musician, my mentor, and he is the reason I started playing music. And this song always gets to me. Starts here. Here's the music starts from very low, goes to very high. You know, music is a divine tool to invoke harmony and happiness. Whether you listen, but more the better if you play the music. If you play music, it really brings, it creates new paths in your brain. So, with that, I'll talk to you about sound bowls. And so, if you're sitting, just close your eyes. And if you have headphones, it's even better. You don't have to believe anything, just be open to something maybe that you are not familiar with. Session, you don't come out the same. It's just it's an experience. If you haven't tried that, think about going to a restaurant and looking at the menu. You may know everything about that dish, but you really didn't experience it until you ate it. So I do groups next week. I will be here in the valley at a place called Follow Your Heart. We'll be at Follow Your Heart at 4 p.m. A link will be on my Facebook page, and it's facebook.com/bodysoulsound. Body, B-O-D-Y, soul, S-O-U-L, sound, S-O-U-N-D. And you'll have there the link to come and experience. Together with sound, what can we use here on Earth that will reharmonize ourselves? These are plants. And so I have a tea line that is called High Tea for a higher state of consciousness. And one of the teas has one of the packages of teas. There are three kinds. There is Open Heart, Love, Sanity, and Easy Flow. And one of the teas has schisandra berries. The schisandra berries are really, and the hawthorn as well, really good for invoking flow in your sacral chakra. And so I invite you there, and let's see. I want to bring up a quick example that I responded to a talkback yesterday, feedback on Facebook that somebody brought up. And this has tied to our relationship, our connection to ourselves and to the others around us. So there is this lady that she asked, what do I do if I walk with my husband and I notice that another woman there, she was talking about a cashier, showed interest in my husband. How do I act? And so my response to her was this. First of all, you cannot control what the other person does. You cannot control the actions of an external source. You cannot control who the person is and how they react or how they respond or what they do, just like they cannot control you. So back to what I said about external forces trying to control you, when we internalize that action of that cashier or that woman that was interested in your husband and you felt threatened or any other feeling, jealousy, threatened, you're allowing her action to control your presence, and you go into a place of an ego. Ego doesn't mean only, oh, I'm better than you, but an ego is a fear, is this energy that takes us into this contraction place where you feel jealous, you feel insecure. So you cannot control what she does, just like she cannot control what you do. This is who she is. Now, if she did it knowingly that he's your husband, then that's tactless behavior, but that has to do only with her. The issue, the thing is for you, how confident are you in your relationship with your husband? And if your husband and you are talking about things, communicating that, and you know that your place is secure, then it really doesn't matter. Nobody can move you of that. You can only look at this situation and recognize where this person is and move on. And it is not something for you to try and fix or to try in the other person. And it's definitely an experience that that can only teach you. Because every experience that we have, especially the negative experience, those experiences that cause us, quote-unquote, cause us to contract, are those places where we can learn from about ourselves. And so last thing before we leave, I want to leave you with a beautiful prayer that helped me tremendously throughout difficult times. And I wanted to talk about this, but maybe we'll do this next time. But this is a Hawaiian prayer. It's called Ho'oponopono. And it is very, very powerful because it uses words. And so there it goes. It's four lines. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. That is it. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. You don't have to do it in this order. You can change the order. Depends on the place you're in. If you're in the place of gratitude, for me works. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. You talk first to yourself. Say this to yourself. Internalize that. Internalize it for your own sake, for your own presence. And then when you internalize to you, then you can send it energetically to somebody else. And yes, other people can receive your energetic signals. Think about how many times you think of somebody and suddenly they call. You think about that. And 818-602-4929. Well, if you try to call now, it may be too late. But I will see you next week, next Sunday, 4 p.m. A sound energy herb journey at Follow Your Heart at 4 p.m. And I'm Ilan Azulay. And facebook.com/body soul sound. And I'll leave you with a love song. Bye-bye.